The Rangers going for a sweep of the Mariners. Mariner Moose behind the camera for part of this one, taking his turn on the controls. Cole Hamels on the hill for Texas, his team trying to remain 2.5 back of the Twins for the second wild card spot. Picking up in the sixth, 2-0 Texas, Adrian Beltre at the dish.
Altuve is 1-1. Swing, crush, left field, destroyed. This is ticketed for the manual scoreboard and is just beneath the scoreboard into Edgar's Cantina for a home run. Number 17 for Beltre was tattooed, and it's 3-0 Texas. The 1-0. Swinging, this is lifted very high out to the gap in right center field. Heredia is on the track, so is Haniger looking up. This ball is gone. Five rows deep out to right center field off the bat of Shin-Soo Chu. His 20th home run this season. That's the second home run tonight for the Rangers. They extend the lead. It's 4-0 in the top of the seventh. Hamels looks in. Here's pitch number 100 on the way to Heredia, and it's strike three called on the outside corner, one away. We hesitated because so did home plate umpire Will Little. Little took a long look at it, and up went that right arm. So a strikeout for Cole Hamels, and that is his eighth strikeout tonight. But Hamels still pitching very well late in the game. Next offer on the way, swung on, ground ball right to the second baseman, Rougned Odor. Down to a knee, makes the stop, gets up, throws the first in time to get Segura, and that will retire the side. In the bottom of the eighth inning for the Mariners, no runs, hits, errors, nobody left on. We go to the top of the ninth inning tonight. Our score, the Rangers 4 and the Mariners 1. He had 3 career home runs off tonight's starting pitcher Cole Hamels. The stretch and the pitch on the way to Robbie. Swing and a fly ball into straightaway center field and deep. Going back, Gomez to the track, to the wall. Goodbye, baseball. There's number 300 for Robinson Cano. His 300th career home run ties him at 144 on the home run list, along with Chuck Klein and Ryan Braun. Robbie Cano gets it tonight here on a Thursday night, September the 21st of 2017. Robinson Cano, a hug from Kyle Seager, high fives out by the Mariners dugout. There's Felix Hernandez to greet him. Home run number 300 in the big leagues for Robinson Cano. Standing ovation by the 14,000 plus tonight. Going by the Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, pitch on the way, swinging a fly ball, shallow center field, going out is Andrews, coming in, Gomez. Gomez is there and he makes the catch, and the ball game is over tonight. The Rangers sweep aside the Mariners.
The Rangers sweep the Mariners, taking the finale 4-2. Texas has won 4 in a row overall as they get back to the 500 mark and are 2.5 back of the Twins for the second wild card spot. Cole Hamels goes 8 strong innings, allowing just the run, striking out 8. Robinson Cano with his 300th career homer in the loss. The Mariners lose their 6th in a row. Manager Scott Servais spoke after.
Not many silver linings in this one tonight. Cole Hamels is very good. Give him credit. Probably the best changeup I've seen him have in a long time. He kept going to it, and we had a hard time recognizing it and putting anything together. Obviously, Segura got a couple of good swings at him, and Cruz hit a ball hard. Tough night. It's been a tough 6 games. We're in a 6-game losing streak. We haven't done a whole lot of positive stuff. Offensively, we've struggled for the most part. We scored some runs later in the game yesterday. And, in this series, we got outpitched as well. Disappointing. We got to keep playing hard. I know our guys will do that. We're not mathematically eliminated yet. I know it doesn't look great right now. Biggest thing, we got to play a good ball game. We got to get out and win a ball game, and it hasn't happened in the last week. Our guys are frustrated. We all are. I think we played our tails off to kind of be in important games in September. We got there, and we have not responded. We have not played that well. Yes, I think, obviously they got the bases loaded on him in the first inning, and he tried to dial it up a little bit and jump on a few fastballs, and he did. I think after he did that, he kind of relaxed a little bit and said, I'm okay. And then he let them all go. And it was great to see. Thought he got in a nice rhythm. I thought his timing and his delivery got better. He was locating a little bit better. And you certainly saw the life on the fastball come back. So that is a positive sign, out of tonight's game. He had been out a month. He struggled his first time out. Much, much better tonight. He had the higher pitch count. We didn't get, as much out of him as we would have liked to. But much better effort tonight. And I know he felt better about how his arm felt and how the ball was coming out.
kind of anticlimactic, but 300 home runs for a second baseman, pretty good.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal accomplishment. You know, Nelson did it earlier in the year, was his 300th, and now Cano. And, you know, he's a special, special talent. And, you know, it's been a grind for him, you know, in the second half. I know he's a little disappointed. He hasn't had, you know, the typical second halves that he's used to having, certainly with the power numbers. But, you know, he smoked a ball tonight. Hopefully they'll kind of jumpstart him and, you know, finish on a high note, because he's certainly a big, big part of our offense.
Nelson continues to go out to right field. That's remarkable. When you're talking about
it makes it look easy. It's really hard for a right-handed hitter to hit the ball that far to right field. And, you know, that's how they've been pitching him. They've been staying away from him, haven't given him a whole lot of pitches middle in to hit. He's made some adjustments. That's what Nelson Cruz does. He's very, very smart in his approach and what he's doing. And he's very talented to be able to hit the ball like that the other way. So, again, a couple nights in a row, big home runs for him in the opposite field. Really good signs there. But, you know, it's going to take everybody. It's not just one or two guys that get you going on this thing. Everybody's got to chip in. It was, you know, Hamels, we didn't get the pitch count up tonight. We didn't grind. You know, there's a lot of first, second pitch outs in the ball game, and you look up there, and you're in the sixth inning, he's got 60 pitches. That's not good. That's not really who we are. And I've taken, you know, a lot of pride in that, and we didn't do a good job of that tonight.
At first inning, Gomez smoked that ball pretty good, but that tough play for Kyle.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a play, you know, Kyle feels that he should make. You know, it's a hard one hopper, you know, right at him. Big play in the game. Obviously, get off the field there and with a zero up in the first inning. But, you know, it wasn't the whole story of the game. But early in the game, you know, you got to make the plays. It was hit hard. But I'm sure Seegs would be the first to tell you it's a play he probably should have made.
Robinson Cano with his 300th career homer in the loss, he talked after.
Well, no, it was Sunday. I didn't know she was coming, and I was at home, and I was watching TV, and I said, well, what's his car? At this time, it was like, what, 11:30? And when I see jumping out of the car, I said, what are you doing? She said, oh, I came here to watch your 300 home runs. And, you know, that's good. It's always good to see your family, the picture, your parents. And, you know, too bad that my son is not here, but, you know, it's good.
For you, it's been a little bit since you last homered. Did you start feeling pressure about getting this one?
Not really. I mean, if you see, I've been hitting the ball the other way. I mean, I've been using the whole field. And maybe, you know, I think that's why I wasn't trying to hit homers. I was just trying to, you know, get out there and have the teams to win games. And that's a goal. Even that about it, and try to hit homer.
Robbie, not a lot of second baseman, third second baseman ever to hit 300. What does that mean to you?
I mean, it's mean a lot. I mean, those are kind of, even in a humble way, that, you know, those are things that, made me, you know, proud of myself, proud of my parents, my family, the way they've been raised me, be able to get to this level. You know, that's something that, in a humble way, like I said, is going to make me keep working hard every single day to come here and, you know, be able to keep helping this team to win games. I know it's good to hit that 300, but at bottom line, we lost the game, and not really fun.
Up next, the Mariners begin a series at home against the Indians Friday. Erasmo Ramirez on the hill.